Wagstaff and Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and I, Richie, along in a few minutes. The situation, the final flight of the Space Shuttle Endeavour, it was supposed to take place on Monday, and then there were some who thought yesterday would be the time that it would happen, and now it's today. So what we're going to do, I think, Michael, we have technically sort of figured out how to do this. We're going to pick up on the broadcast from the Space Coast affiliate WMEL. John Harper is down there with his crew. This is something we can do with a lot of our radio stations, actually. We ought to do it more often. So they just cue into what they may be doing of a special nature.
Yeah. Right. Youngest of the shuttle fleet made its first flight out of the Kennedy Space Center. It'll be making its way toward its retirement home in Los Angeles at the Science Center. Let's check in real quickly. Let's do another round robin, if we could, with our reporters who are out and about. Let's start with Alan Caveras. Alan, you should have a pretty good view of the Space Shuttle Endeavour when it takes off from the shuttle landing facility heading south. It'll be kind of heading straight toward you for a couple of moments. What's the weather look like now as you look toward the Kennedy Space Center?
Well, it's a little cloudy, and it looks like it is rolling ever so slowly. I can see my TV monitors here, and I can see the view off to the Space Center. I can see the NAB building, the Vehicle Assembly Building, and the weather is fairly clear. There's certainly no action here. I'm just waiting for it to. I'm right on the river here, so I should have a pretty decent view when it comes by.
Okay,
camera's
Alan,
ready.
Let's go ahead then, Alan, and move over to Cape Canaveral. And Dick Baumbach, you're over there at Cape Canaveral. What's it like there from your vantage point?
John, there are several hundred people, and everybody is very quiet and just looking towards the north, waiting to see the shuttle come across. Very low winds and some clouds, but with 1,500 feet, there shouldn't be any problem at all.
Indeed. All right, thanks, Dick Baumbach. Stand by. We'll get back with you in a little bit. Robin Miller, you're at Satellite Beach. Any crowds starting to develop there at Satellite Beach, getting ready to watch the shuttle fly over?
Yes, John, the roadways are getting rather busy.
All right, so here's what I think
people
we ought to
do. People are starting to gather at all the sites.
The plane is supposed to take off in, I think, about 6 minutes, Jennifer, 6 or 7 minutes. And so we'll go back to John and his guest. Most people know who listen to this program. If you're new to the program, I'm happy to have you along. And so is Jennifer and Richie and all of us who are part of what makes this thing tick every day. We all have our sort of passions. And one of my passions over the years has been NASA, the whole space flight program, frankly. And as we have disgustingly, in my mind, I get very emotional, actually, about it, because I think we've abrogated our responsibility. And this, among other things, is a great discussion topic for those who want to have a clear understanding of the various people that are running for political office when it comes to the space program. Yeah, private industry is important to have in it, but there are some things, and you know me, I'm not a believer in government, but there are some things that are done under government auspices that have been done well.
Well, this is one of the things that the government does that everybody can get behind.
Right, and
it makes
a unifier.
Everybody feel good.
These phonies talking about, I'm a unifier, and they're not at all. But this is a unifying effort.
Gets people excited.
Yeah, and now we have nothing. We're using space rockets from other countries to get our astronauts up to the International Space Station. We have no way of getting anybody up there. And that's a real sign of deterioration and decay, in my mind, anyway. So we'll stay with John and try to listen to the excitement and kind of the coolness of this plane as it takes off. They will circle around down there for a while, and then it'll head to Los Angeles. And October the 12th, it'll be towed through through town. You talk about Carmageddon. And hopefully you and I will be able to get close. I'm going out there on the 10th. I'm going to stay for 4 or 5 days.
It's going to be like a parade.
Yeah, it will be. They're cutting trees down. Some of the environmentalists are going nuts because they have to cut some trees down in order to bring the shuttle across a couple of the interstates to get, through city streets. They've got to go across places where there are trees in the way, and they're cutting them down. And there are protests. Everybody wants to protest, right? All right, so anyway, let me help you with your teeth. Ready? You're feeling older.
I see.
Looking older. Look. Nothing makes you look older than yellow stained teeth. So let's turn back the hands of time. Let's turn back the clock. Let's remove those stains from your teeth so they can stay white longer. And you use Power Swabs to do that. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system. You'll see picture after picture, a lot of web information on this. The Power Swab comes with a lot of different things. When you order this thing, you're going to get a very intensive instructional booklet that tells you how to use all of this. And when you're all done, your teeth will be whiter and brighter, and you won't be exposed to having all those the tools that have been part of the trade, the strips, the trays, the aftertaste in your mouth. None of that with these Power Swabs. 800-865-7602. In 5 minutes, you'll have cleaner, whiter teeth. And I'm not talking about just, you have maybe veneers and caps and crowns, all that stuff. This stuff bonds to that and makes your teeth look wonderfully well, and it's in an organic way. Risk-free supply of Power Swabs at 800-865-7602. Take advantage of that, will you please? Clinically proven to make your smile whiter in 5 minutes painlessly. Power Swabs, 800-865-7602.
Hey fans, Texarkan is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Texarkan presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.adventuretolondon.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Comments on the space program, you're welcome at 800-510-8255. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Turning things back over to John Harper at WMEL as the 747 gets ready to take off from the Space Center, bringing the shuttle to California.
Let's check in very briefly as we're still waiting the shuttle to get to the end of the runway and to start its roll. Let's do a quick round robin again. Jim Valtrell, you're there at the end of where the shuttle will make the turnaround today and head back north again at the Ponita Causeway and A1A. A lot of cameras out there?
A lot of cameras, John. A lot of folks, again, looking to record this little piece of history. I mean, you stop and think that this space shuttle has gone over 122 million miles plus miles, and now it's making its final flight, some 3,000, maybe 4,000 miles by the time they do all of their flyovers and everything else to the West Coast. Actually, the Endeavour is actually going to be sort of returning to its birthplace, really, going back out towards in California where it was originally constructed and built.
JV, let me stop you right there because the shuttle has now reached the end of the runway. It's turning around, heading south now, getting ready to start its roll down the runway. Let's listen in.
Take off, fly around California, and end up between 11 and noon at Los Angeles International Airport.
And the shuttle now on top of the back of the 747, waiting for word to start the roll down the runway.
Shuttle carrier aircraft and Space Shuttle Endeavour lined up on runway 15 at Kennedy Space Center's shuttle landing facility, prepared to take Endeavour aloft once again.
This is shuttle control at the Space Center itself.
coming up on 7:17 here as we await word of the aircraft rolling down the runway. A very historic moment, a very emotional moment for everyone associated with NASA and to everyone here along the space coast of Florida.
Shuttle carrier aircraft commander Jeff Moultrie, pilot Bill Rickey, and flight engineers Henry Taylor, Gary Ash, and Larry LaRose about to embark on the final ferry flight from Kennedy Space Center.
Time 7:17 here on the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL, and again the shuttle Endeavour lined up on the back of that 747 getting ready to head southward down runway 15, the shuttle landing facility. This will be the last time ever in mankind probably that a shuttle of this type will be on that runway.
Once airborne, the shuttle carrier aircraft will make a tour around the space coast at about an elevation of 1,500 feet off the ground, flying about 210 knots. It will be a majestic sight to see.
And that's the voice of NASA control that you keep hearing in the background as they continue to monitor the progress of the shuttle as it gets ready to make its way down runway 15, the shuttle landing facility at the Kennedy Space Center.
That's what always drives me nuts about these things.
Dick Baumbach, we're going to go to you first once the shuttle has its wheels up, and then Alan Caveras, we'll go to you immediately after Dick Baumbach.
This is our local affiliate on Cocoa Beach,
for
Melbourne, WMEL, John Harper.
From your vantage point on Merritt Island.
Trying to, just.
We're coming up on 7:19 here on this Wednesday.
Kind of walking
morning
on the beach,
the
going back and forth.
Station AM 1300 WMEL, John Harper with you.
The plane's not taking off when it was supposed to. It was supposed to be wheels up at 16 past the hour. Now 19 past the hour. And so John is doing what other broadcasters do in these circumstances.
The engines to rev up and start its roll down runway.
Yeah, but maybe if you go to the NASA website, you can sort of see this, and maybe that's more instructive in a sense. What the wonder will be, I would love to be in Los Angeles actually today, Jennifer. I'd like to be on the 405 just sitting
watching it
there, watching it land, or out at the end of those streets. There are any number of streets around the airport at LAX.
Been delayed,
the 105.
Several times this week due to bad weather between here and Houston.
All right, so we're not going to be able to get this the takeoff wound. But you get the gist of it. It's a piece of Americana.
Yeah,
it is. It's a piece that's being sort of laid to rest, and it is. It's exciting that as much has happened with it as has happened. Tragic when you think back about some of the losses as a result of human error, bad judgment, when people lost their lives. That's always what it's about anyway, isn't it? The space program is a wonderful exercise in understanding human dynamics. The things that work, the things that don't work, how good the mind is, how much can be imagined, what's real. It's a very, very cool thing. Americans should be proud of what has happened in this program. 21 after on Good Day.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Last night, we have three or four excerpts of people trying to get the attention of the judges, and the judges explaining why they do or don't like particular performers. Here's Trevann Howell with I Have Nothing. Crank it up, Michael.
How brave to do Whitney.
Yeah. Just all that you are. What do you think? You like her?
Yeah, she's a great voice.
None of the judges turned their chairs around for her.
Because it was Whitney.
You think that's it? All right, let them explain that. Michael, play 1907. Let's see why they didn't.
As sad as you are right now, nobody's sadder than CeeLo at this moment right here.
Hey, CeeLo.
What's your name?
My name's Trevann. I'm from the Bronx, New York.
What an ambitious song to go for. I commend you to have the courage and the bravery to come up and sing that song. You had some great moments. You had some great runs. You had some strong notes that you held out. Maybe it was nerves. It just felt a little shaky. The vibrato was going a little fast.
Right,
sometimes
so
you had a tone.
All right, let's keep going. Colin McLaughlin with Wild World, trying to get the judges' attention on the voice.
Now that I lost everything to you, say you want to start something new.
Trouble with performing songs that have been hits is people are expecting it to sound like the hit. This is a much softer version.
Are. Right.
Yeah, the judges.
I think the judges like it when they mess around with the song a little bit, if it works.
Yeah. What do you think of this performer,
it's
Jennifer?
It's okay. I was more impressed with the last singer, though.
Yeah. She didn't get anywhere.
No.
This guy got on.
Someone turn around.
Team Adam. This guy goes to Team Adam. A couple of them have turned around so far. So that's Colin McLaughlin with all this noise. My God, these people go crazy. I don't even know who these performers are. Hey, anything for celebrity. Jocelyn Rivera up next with Stronger for the judges. I don't know this song, do you?
Uh-uh.
No. All right, so she ended up on Team Christina. Here's another one of the performers named Benji with a song that's really quite popular and provocative, Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Mama, take this badge off of me.
Is Benji a dog?
Yes. Benji.
Benji.
The Adventures of Benji.
This guy sounds like...
This guy sounds like a lot like Adam Levine.
You think? I feel I'm knocking on. Well, he got on Adam Levine's team. Yes, he did. Yep. I'm knocking on. Who did this? Why am I not drawing a blank on who did this originally?
Oh. Yeah. Knock, knock, knock.
Knock, knock, knock.
Sure.
Bob Dylan did it. Yeah, hello. Yeah. All right, we got time for one more here, Michael. Let's try Lorraine Farrow with a song called Skyscraper. All of these sounds, the sound today is so downbeat, isn't it? Or is
yeah,
that
they always love that down stuff.
Why? Oh, this is terrible. No.
Did she get picked? We
never. Let's see. None of the judges turned around for her.
Okay, good.
All right, so let's see. We have a few seconds. This is Michael Wasman, or Wasman, with Let's Stay Together. Ended up on CeeLo. Why don't we play this earlier?
Ooh, this is cool.
Yeah. All right. It's 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Baa, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
It's out there. Faster, stronger, more agile. Introducing the all-new John Deere Gator RSX 850i. 62 horsepower, 53 miles per hour. The RSX 850i. It's a whole new species of Gator. See it in action at johndeere.com/gator or at your local John Deere dealer.
For great deals on legendary, reliable John Deere equipment, visit your local dealer today or go to myjohndeeredealer.com to see current offers and find a participating dealer near you.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the WaterBob emergency 100-gallon fresh water system only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Program at 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. We're going to discuss what's in space in a few moments. If you listen carefully, you'll hear Charlotte tearing up a bag. there it is. Okay.
She's amazing. She's kicked down anything. A box, a bag.
Jennifer will never forget when I brought Charlotte down into the studio down there. There was a box in the hallway. And Charlotte took it upon herself as soon as
maybe
she ran down the
stairs. Maybe in 1.5 seconds.
Yeah, ripping it apart.
The best thing is when she comes here and I try to get her to eat the big orange ball that I sit on. And
right.
Her mouth can't get around it. She cannot destroy it, and it makes her so mad.
Oh, my heavens. All right, let's make people happy with a rundown. Jennifer has, we don't have the Queen of Cheap today, but I understand she's back tomorrow. And this may be for,
really?
Like, she's had enough of her time off, so she enjoys a wonderful life, Roberta does, and Jennifer does as well, we all do, and that's a good thing. Hopefully we spread that to you, and if you like television, you'll enjoy the season as it begins, some new shows this week and next week.
Some have started, some are coming up, some will be out in October.
One of my favorites, I called Doug Friday night, I said, guess what's on?
Yeah.
Touch.
I went to and I watched it.
Yeah.
I was trying to pick up on the storyline. As soon as you called me, I went right in and turned it on.
I know. I missed a couple of the last episodes. I just deleted them. Yeah.
It's a different role, certainly, for Kiefer Sutherland, but it's a role that he does play. Well, the storylines are complicated, though. You got to watch it from the beginning and figure it out.
Yeah, it's hard to come in halfway through the show.
Right, yeah. All right, so meanwhile, Jen, what's on tonight? What's going on?
Well, a couple of things going on. The two biggest names, arguably, in television are coming back with new roles. Yeah. Regis.
Yeah.
The Reg.
That's great.
And Oprah, both coming back to, like, broadcast TV. First of all, Regis, who exited last year from Live, has signed on for a recurring guest spot on The Rachel Ray Show. He's going to appear throughout the season at least once a month, maybe more. He'll be Rachel's co-host, and that's set to debut on September 24th.
I think that's
kind of a fun thing for him.
Why do you find that interesting, Richie?
Do you consider that a step sideways, down, up, what?
I think
it's... perfect for him. Oh, well, I think it's perfect for him because he didn't want to do mornings all every single day. I don't think it's a step to the side at all. I think it's a great coup for Rachel Ray, actually.
Yeah, it's absolutely a great coup for Rachel Ray.
But he did. I saw, interestingly enough, God knows why I was watching it that day, but I saw her interview him when he just come out with his book right after he got off of Live. And I thought it was kind of an interesting thing. He's when he went on with Kathy Lee on the Today Show, a lot of people thought that that would be a sort of an interesting and instant way for him to do what he wanted to do. That is, they had offered him, apparently, there's a discussion that continues that would allow him to come on the Today Show with Kathy Lee in that hour whenever he wanted to. So he's in New York. He has a place in Palm Beach, back and forth, whatever, however he wants to spend his time. He's enough of a draw that I think it would change the dynamic of what goes on in that hour. The Voice wins and probably would continue to win, but Kathy Lee and Hoda aren't that commanding together. I don't know. Kathy Lee bothers me because she's...
Yeah.
It's too much of the same
old... You know what? She used to, but have you really watched that show lately?
Yeah, there's always a glass of wine.
I actually kind of fell in love with Hoda and Kathy Lee. I'm not going to lie. I felt bad because I always used to make fun of them.
Yeah.
But when I was in Hawaii, they happened to be on at the time, right before when I was prepping to leave for my broadcast. I'd always have them on.
Yeah.
And I really kind of liked them. I'm not going to lie.
Why? Just because they're having fun?
They were having fun.
They don't care.
They were talking about fun issues. They were talking about lifestyle stuff. I mean, for women, they're very relatable. It was like you were being brought in and sitting at a table with them.
Yeah.
And there was wine. And
all
I
right.
liked it.
Yeah.
All right, so number two big return to broadcast TV is Oprah Winfrey herself.
You mean in addition to her
to broadcast TV is what I mean. Yeah, Good Morning America is, of course, there's a void being filled right now because Robin Roberts is out on medical leave. So Good Morning America, since they're ahead in the ratings, has decided to look for some big celebrities to fill in for Robin while she's gone. So far they've tapped for this month alone. Stephen Colbert will be in, also the whole cast of ABC's Modern Family. Oprah Winfrey will be there. Barbara Walters, Katie Couric, and Diane Sawyer will all be on the show. Plus Rob Lowe is going to be a guest host, and they're thinking they're going to try to get Michelle Obama to actually fill in as well, and also Ann Romney during this election season.
Oh, good. So at least they're going to try both of them. That's
fair
good.
And balanced.
What about
of
Mrs.
course.
Johnson? What about Gary Johnson's wife? Are you going to get her to go in too?
You know, you never know.
Ron Paul's wife? Yeah. Charlotte's got a better chance of that of doing that than those two do.
Yeah.
I know that you two really like the pretty people in the world. And People.com is running its first ever poll to determine the sexiest man and woman on TV. You can vote right now. It's going to be announced during ABC's telecast on the red carpet from the Emmys. The finalists are... Ready?
Okay.
LL Cool J from NCIS, John Hamm from Mad Men, Joe Manganiello, that's my vote for True Blood, Dylan McDermott, American Horror Story, and Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad. The females for you boys,
okay.
Zooey Deschanel from New Girl.
She's cute.
Totally. Christina Hendricks from Mad Men. She's va-va-va-voom.
I don't know her.
She's the redhead with the... Two assets, if you can.
Okay.
Yeah. Heidi Klum from Project Runway, Sofia Vergara from Modern Family, and Kerry Washington from Scandal. So you can vote at ABC or People.
Why are they all under 30, all these?
Sofia Vergara.
They're not.
41.
Sofia is 40. Yeah. Christina Hendricks is in her 30s. Kerry Washington is in her
30s. Where's Mariska Hargitay?
There. I know you like her. So does my cousin.
Right.
And then just a little bit of ratings news on the Today Show. NBC is thinking they may have blown it by getting rid of Ann Curry. They were expecting a little ratings bump after she left. The ratings for the Today Show are lower than they have ever been, and they're down 7% since Ann Curry has left.
They are not lower than they've ever been. That's ridiculous. They're not as good as they have been in the last year or so. Where does it say they're lower than they've ever been?
No.
In the last, like, 10-something years, it's saying it's the lowest it's been.
I don't agree with that. But anyway, who do I?
Okay.
Maybe the last 10
I'll
weeks,
write,
but
I'll
not
write
the last
that down.
10.
I definitely like Savannah better than Ann.
Yeah. Ann Curry just was not capable of doing that job, period, end of story. She never was. And they handled it horribly.
I felt so bad for her.
They should never have put her there in the first place.
The other day she was on reporting from, like... somewhere in the Middle East and at a refugee camp, I guess, outside of Syria.
Yeah.
And it just looked like miserable conditions.
Yeah. But you know what? Doing news is what she's better at.
And that's what she actually really liked before, although I think she still wanted to be in the chair.
I cannot stand Savannah.
Really?
Gosh. The same time, maybe it was just Hawaii for me, but I'd watch a little bit of that. Savannah's just, I don't know, she's got that funky face, and she just seemed uncomfortable.
She does,
I watched
but she's
it.
Sweet.
No.
A funky face. There you go.
Well, because she was angering.
Comfortable, though.
The sad thing was, because Matt was wherever he was at the convention. I think he was at the Republican convention or something when I was watching. And so she was anchoring by herself. And they, I mean, it was such a train wreck. The producers kept bringing in Natalie Morales to help her out because it was bad.
Really?
It was just, yeah, it wasn't good.
It wasn't good, therefore it was bad.
See, here's the advantage I have when I watch any of these morning shows is I can't hear them and I can only see them.
Yeah. Right.
That's probably the difference.
You're supposed to be paying attention to what we're doing here. Thank you very much.
So I glance up at the TV and I'm like,
so you
say. Here's what's going on.
Yeah. All right. So Richie and Jennifer and Doug working on some of the things going on here around us today. In a moment, because we were at the Kennedy Space Center in the last half hour and the space shuttle is taking off now to go to Los Angeles, what a fascinating thing. To watch that thing as it will approach LAX. I would almost give anything to be there today.
It was a neat thing to watch here in D.C.
Yeah, well, I'm just now thinking of watching that thing land, coming across the 405 and landing on the runway. It just, but I'm gonna get as close as I can when I'm out there on the 12th, and they actually move it from LAX across the streets, bring it through Inglewood. And around over to where the Science Center is. That'll
Here's
be
an idea. Why don't you just wait until it plants itself at the Science Center and go visit it there?
Well, I'm
going to
do that, too.
Okay.
But I want to watch it as they...
You've been here to the dullest one where you can go...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Right. All right. So it's 17 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How about health, your well-being? Are you... this is a very important... whether it's just another one in a string of reports out today... Two health groups are predicting that more than half of the people in 39 of the states in our 50 states in this country will be obese by 2030 if things continue the way that they are going. The organizations, the Trust for America's Health and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, used various government figures, surveys for their projections. Mississippi is the fattest state in the country. And will stay that way for the next 20 years. Delaware, which currently has an average obesity rate of, actually they're the smallest, they're going to, there are people, I don't know why it is Delaware.
That shocks me.
The levels of obesity increased dramatically there. It is, with all the information that's available, how does this happen? It's very difficult to understand. But for those of you who are interested in some other research, avoiding disease, and a lot of the disease that comes from being overweight, is something that you can really embrace with the 90 essential nutrients that you get every day in the Healthy Start Pack, a good way to get started with the Longevity Program of great products that will help your body help you to be healthier, live a longer, more satisfying, very satisfying life. Because when you feel well, you do well, and your whole body, your whole being feels and looks and shows what it's like to have health. And good health is something that we all embrace because we want to live a long, happy, healthy life, right? Don't we want to do that? So if you'd like to get started and work your way into health, call 855-309-8326, if you please, 855-309-8326, or go online to DougSteffenTeam.com to see the products and see how you can be involved. Maybe start a little home business on the side yourself. That's DougSteffenTeam.com. Check it out.
I lost 12 pounds.
I lost 7 pounds.
I lost 9 pounds.
I went from size 14 to size 8, and it was so easy.
These are real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight with Amberen. Once you're over 40, hormones and other body changes make losing weight practically impossible, especially if you're entering menopause. If you want to finally lose weight, including that stubborn belly fat, without additional exercise or difficult diets, there's no alternative to Amberen. Because Amberen is the only clinically proven solution for sustained weight loss in women over 40. Amberen reprograms your body to stop storing fat. It balances your hormones and improves metabolism. It's healthy, natural, and it works without additional exercise or tough diet plans. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
It's Change Your Words, Change Your Life, a daily minute program to help you understand the power of every word you speak. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
You will never be able to change what you talk about if you don't change your thoughts. We are thinking most of the time, of course, and those private thoughts are known as self-talk. We actually talk to ourselves far more than we talk to anyone else. Throughout the day, our thoughts determine our level of joy just as surely as our words do. So I'd like you to take a few minutes right now and inventory just what you've been thinking or self-talking about so far today. Our self-talk affects not only our joy level, but also our peace and even our physical energy. Don't forget that we can eat the words that we speak. So let's at least be wise enough not to keep eating poison and thinking it won't harm us. For Change Your Words, Change Your Life, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information and insight on how you can change your words and change your life, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled M-E-Y-E-R.org. The words we speak can affect our lives in positive and negative ways. In her new book, Change Your Words, Change Your Life, best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher Joyce Meyer examines the power of words that convey our thoughts and emotions. She discusses how our words can increase or decrease our level of joy, and how they can have a positive or negative effect on our future. Change Your Words, Change Your Life, the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. That's because 70% of teens who abuse prescription drugs get them from family and friends. Even more shocking, prescription pain relievers have contributed to more overdose deaths than street drugs like cocaine and heroin. Safeguard your medicine and talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. Visit drugfree.org to learn more. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Quick cornball stuff, Richie.
Hey, when it fits.
With the space shuttle and space in mind, here's an old, old question with a surprise twist. The question is, I bet you asked it when you were 8 years old and you're sitting on a beach, which are there more of? Grains of sand on the earth or stars in the sky?
Ooh, that's a good question.
But obviously, neither can be counted. But you can guesstimate. Science writer David Blattner, in a new book called Spectrums, says a group of researchers at the University of Hawaii tried to calculate the number of grains of sand that were on the planet. They said if you assume a grain of sand has an average size, you calculate how many grains there are in a teaspoon, multiply that by all the beaches and deserts in the world.
Sure.
The Earth has roughly 7.5 times 10 to the 18th power grains of sand. That would be 7 quintillion 500 quadrillion grains of sand. So how about stars? It turns out that when you look up, even on a clear and starry night, you won't see very many stars. But the researchers say the number is what you can see, several thousand, which gives the grains of sand folks a landslide. But that is only because you can't see what's in the sky. The Hubble telescope counts, or has, they've tried to measure the number of stars. And what they've come up with
is maybe 70,000 million stars in the observable universe. Can you even begin to imagine either of these two numbers? It's impossible.
No.
You can't do it. Yeah, it's just it's amazing. And I just think that it's something that deserves a little more attention, a little more time. It's kind of a fun thing to imagine. Again, going back to when you were that age and what you were thinking as you looked up at the sky.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
After the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Whoa! Warren Eckstein, who is your animal's best friend, is here to discuss a number of things as time allows. A lot of cat owners are taking to Facebook, creating profile pages for their cats. We're going to get Warren's read on that. And also whether you can be a clairvoyant cat. That's here in just a moment with Warren on Good Day.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Warren Eckstein all over social media, and yesterday on our Twitter page and Facebook page, Jennifer, we asked the question that I just suggested about profiling. There was a story at DougSteffen.com yesterday about profiling. Cat owners are doing profiles for their cats. There have been dog profiles, I think, on Facebook for quite a while, haven't there?
Well, sure. Yeah. I have several friends who have Facebook right. pages.
So although Angelina Jolie's leg has a Twitter account, so you know, it's not, I'm just saying. So we asked yesterday, do you think this is a fun idea or just a waste of time for your pets to have social media pages? Dave said, my pet isn't 18 yet, so she can't click on the I'm 18 box. Bummer. Yeah. Ken said, absolutely one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen on Facebook. People have way too much time on their hands. Elkie said, I love my cats, but no Facebook for them. I agree with Ken. People have too much time. Zachary said, Facebook in general isn't exactly the most productive use of our time. Norma said, cute idea. Tony said, just dumb. And Barbara chimed in with waste of time.
All right. So, Warren, where do you come in?
Have they not seen a cat move a mouse before? I think it's fine. You know, there are a lot of people out there that say this is a waste of time, and people are foolish for putting up the profile of their cat or their dog. I've seen profiles on frogs, by the way, on certain sites. But the bottom line is, why not? People, you know, when you talk about your pet, you can talk to the worst person in the world, but when they're talking about their pet, generally there's a smile on their face. So I think it brings a lot of positive, and I think it's some fun and smiles. I think it's a good thing. And there's a lot of information, by the way, that's being shared on sites like this, whether it be a recall of a pet food or whatever. So I think it's a good idea.
Okay.
Now, my dog doesn't have his own.
We were talking about whether Charlotte, seeing we did, there was a dog Facebook page. We had Charlotte on for a while. Here's the news from singer Emmylou Harris. This is a story also at DougStephan.com. She's creating a new event called Woofstock, which is a fundraiser to help save homeless dogs. Woofstock.
Anybody? Six of them, Doug.
How many who?
I've been to 6 Woofstocks.
Have you?
Every state, every humane society, and every shop that runs something called Woofstock. But if she's going to raise a lot of money, it's a great idea.
So I've never heard that before, so this is not new.
The term isn't new, but maybe the event is new, but the term Woofstock's been around for God ever.
Has it?
Yeah.
Okay, that shows you where I am or where my head is. There's a blog, one of the things that we follow in the Better Living Box at DougStephan.com are your blogs. Warren Eckstein writing about the Illinois pastor who finds dogs. There was a church that burned, and he found some dogs that were alive, and apparently they were in the church. Is that right?
Yeah, they were in the church. It's just an amazing story about how people will really jeopardize their own lives to say, I think it's such a great thing. It's such an inspirational story when things like that happen. By the way, did you see the bulldog video I put up?
No.
There's a bulldog, an adult bulldog, with one of his puppies, and the adult was so afraid of this puppy, it's hysterical. You got to watch it. I have it on Facebook.
All right, so you have it on Facebook. It's not at petshow.com?
No, it's over on my Facebook page.
All right, so why don't you put it on? Why don't you take a lesson from me and put that stuff both on the website and the Facebook page? Warren.
Okay, Doug, here's the story.
Yes.
If it doesn't pee, I don't deal with it. Okay? The bottom line is I am so untechnical when it comes to moving stuff around on Facebook that I have people. But.
You have people. Mostly your wife. All right. Well, anyway, there are lots of great blogs. It's just Warren's website is so full of fun and love for pets. If you have a pet that you love and you have fun with, then you ought to be checking in regularly at Warren's website, thepetshow.com. And if you don't remember that, but you remember Warren's name, just go to DougStephan.com, click on Warren's picture, and you'll be connected, as it were.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.